What's up, you guys? It's Flying Squirrel. Today, I'm going to be reacting to the ESPN 2025 MMA Awards, talking about the winners, talking about who should have won it, talking about who got robbed. We're going to talk about these a little bit. Every year, ESPN gives these rewards for Fight of the Year, Fighter of the Year, KO of the Year, Sub of the Year, Breakout Fighter of the Year, Most Improved Fighter of the Year, and Woman's Fighter of the Year. I'm not sure if they're going to do it next year. Maybe they will because they still cover the sport of MMA. But, you know, next year we're moving to Paramount Plus. I can expect them, you know, Paramount Plus, they're probably going to be doing Sonic the Hedgehog gives us Fighter of the Year. Sonic the Hedgehog gives us Fighter of the Year in the UFC. This fighter sped to the top, knocking the coins out of the competition. Who knows? Who knows what Paramount Plus is going to do? But this is ESPN. We're living in the present right now.
Are we living for the moment?
Like Kodak Black. Let's look at the current winners. Okay, so the first one is Best Event of the Year, UFC 317. Now, UFC 317, they had Brandon Royval versus Joshua Van. Very good fight. Gregory Rodriguez had a finish. Haider Amil, Terrence McKinney, and Ilia Topuria knocked out. Don't remind me, okay? Don't remind me. Let's look at the card. Topuria, don't remind me. Pantoja subbed Kaikara France. Okay, so these three, crazy. This, you know,
I mean, it's all right, like.
Okay, this, What, hey, also, what's new, huh? What's new? Paulo Costa pulled out of a fight. Let's see. What else we got? Yeah, Rodriguez knocked the snot out of Jack Hermanson. Why do they have Haider Amil? Why does ESPN get stuff wrong like this?
You stupid.
Blistering finishes from Haider Amil. He didn't get a blistering finish. He got blisteringly finished. What are we talking about? Whatever, man. Hey. All right. Tracy Cortez, Terrence McKinney. Okay, so this is a very top-heavy card. Let's look at the other competition. They said UFC 323. Me, personally, I think I would go with this one. Oh, gosh. Just remembered the arm snap. That's horrible. This fight of the year to me. This was not a good fight, obviously. This left some to be desired. This was a really good fight between Peyton Talbot and Henry Cejudo. A draw by Jan Blachowicz. That's not... Yeah, so already... Ah, gosh. That was good. That was exciting. Did we watch that? That was good. Okay, I think 317 still beats that. And then the next one that they had was 314. So this was good. Okay, yeah. Gene Silva versus Bryce Mitchell was a banger.
I put a lot of dogs down in my day.
Volk versus Diego Lopez was a banger. Pimblett versus Chandler was a banger. Rodriguez versus Pitbull was not a banger.
And I know bangers.
Krylov versus Reyes was a banger. Okay, these... Ige versus Woodson was a banger. Jandarova versus... That was actually a good fight. Hooper versus Miller. I mean, what did we expect? Son versus grandfather, right? Elkins versus... And then now we're getting into the trash, right? Dang, this is a good card. I'm not mad at 317 winning. I think 314 is definitely a sleeper. Also, they need to do their research. But that makes me feel better because I make mistakes on my YouTube. But I'm not ESPN. Hey, this is a hobby for me. So let's go next. They got Fight of the Year, Brandon Royval versus Joshua Van. Now, they did Joshua Van dirty, making his face look like that.
You like a donkey in the face, don't you?
Goodness gracious, man. Percentage of vote is 69% went to that. And the other vote was Diego Lopez versus Gene Silva. That was a good fight. Davalos Vili versus Umar. That was also a good fight. And Nicholas Mota versus Nazim Sadikov. Did we just not include that? I mean, I feel like there's a blatant robbery right here. You got Marab versus Umar, but where is Marab versus Jan? Where's Marab versus Jan? Was it just too late for you to add Marab versus Jan? Let me bring this up to y'all, okay? Let's compare Marab versus Jan to Brandon Royval versus Joshua Van. In terms of just numbers, right? 464 strikes thrown, 305 strikes thrown. 383 and 230. That's less strikes, but check this out though. No takedowns, no control time, 29 takedown attempts, 5 takedowns, 2 takedowns, control time. This was a complete MMA fight. That's I would say Merab versus Yantu was a complete MMA fight. It had the hand throwing. Sure, we love a striking match, right? This was amazing. It was flyweight. It was number one contender's fight. It did have the high stakes, but it didn't have as high stakes as Merab going for his fourth title defense in 1 year, going to be the greatest bantamweight of all time, setting up a rematch against Peter Yan, who already is it's champ versus champ. He's going for the greatest of all time. He's going for a record. I think Merab versus Yantu should have been fight of the year. Maybe they didn't meet the deadline, but I'm not happy with this one, man. I'm not happy with this one, but at least they're saying fighter of the year was Merab. I think that's fair. If you compare him to Alex Pereira, I think Alex only fought one time this year, if I'm correct. Did he fight Ankalaev twice? I'm not sure. I'm not looking it up. Also, it's 1 a.m. where I'm at. Joshua Van had a good year. He won the championship, but the way he won the championship, by broken arm, by accident, you know, I don't know if that makes him fighter of the year. Islam Makhachev, he won the belt at 170. He put on a masterclass against Jack Della Maddalena. However, the fight before that was supposed to be against Arman Tsarukyan. Armin Tsarukyan ruined it.
You're just ruining it.
If Islam had fought Armin Tsarukyan, beaten Armin, and then beaten Jack Della Maddalena, without a doubt, that's fighter of the year. And then Ilya Topuria, he's only fought one time this year, so I don't think he gets that. Merab Dvalishvili, he's fought three times this year. I believe he fought Sean O'Malley, he fought Umar Nurmagomedov, he fought Corey Sandhagen, and then he fought Peter Yan. And to go 3-1 against those guys in 1 year for the belt in the way that he did it, dominating all of them, yeah, I give it to Merab. Some people would say he got demolished by Peter Yan, but I think he did good. I think he put up a huge fight. So I'm cool with Merab winning Fighter of the Year. I wish he had won that last fight. It would make it more solid. I mean, you could make an argument that Peter Yan could be Fighter of the Year. Because Peter Yan, I think he went at either 2-0 or 3-0 this year. And winning the belt, that could be qualification for Fighter of the Year. But, you know, obviously they want to give it to the stars. They want to give it to the guys with multiple title defenses. Whatever. It's all good. Women's Fighter of the Year, Valentina Shevchenko. I mean, who else was fighting this year? Who else was fighting this year? Who are the other champs? You got Weili Zhang. You got Kayla Harrison. You got Valentina Shevchenko. I don't even think Kayla Harrison fought this year. Did she? If she did, it was against Juliana Pena and we forgot about it. I know she subbed her in like the second round. Dude, okay, it's cool. I don't want to spend too much time on this. Like I said, it's 1:30 a.m. tonight. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's the day after. Merry Christmas, by the way. It's the day after Christmas. Don't got to work next week. Thank God. Okay, breakout fighter of the year, Joshua Van. I do have some conflicting feelings about Joshua Van. He beat Brandon Royval. Right? This is saying that he outpointed Ray Saruya in March and demolished Bruno Da Silva at UFC 316. And then he beat Royval. Okay. I didn't realize he fought four times this year.
I wasn't really familiar with your game and, you know, how you travel.
Oh, man, you're casual.
Okay, he fought four times this year? Yeah, he did. March, June, and December. Okay, you got it, Joshua Van. I stand corrected. I was going to say Carlos Prates, you could make him... make a case for him beating Jeff Neal and Leon Edwards. Thank you for beating Leon Edwards. I can never say thank you enough. Carlos Prates, I can never say thank you enough for what you did to Leon Edwards. Here's a guy that I would like to see get shouted out. I don't know if he was on the... Yeah, he wasn't on an honorable mention for Breakout Fighter of the Year. Atiba Gautier has been on a demolition derby in the UFC right now. Just the second coming of Francis Ngannou from Cameroon. He's a middleweight. I can't wait. Dude, can you imagine Atiba Gautier versus like Joe Pyfer? Do those fights usually go well when it's like heavy hitter versus heavy hitter? Do those go well? Oh my gosh. I can't wait till this guy gets in the rankings. But his whole record is KOs. His whole record is KOs. He lost one time to a guy named Glenn in the Budo Fighting Championship. Look at all these KOs, guys. This man's definitely fighting some demons. How is he 6'4"? All right, I'm scaring myself. It's too late. I can't be scaring myself. I'll say breakout fighter of the year, Joshua Van. He earned it. Michael Morales, he had a great year. Hernandez would have had a great year if he didn't have to pull out of his fight against Renier de Ritter. Was it Renier de Ritter or was it Brendan Allen? I can't remember, guys. I'm okay with that. Now, KO of the year. I'm not mad at this. This was the most spectacular knockout of the year, I'd say. It was pretty. It was clean. It was brutal. It had all of the ingredients for knockout of the year. Two big names. I think it was on the main card. All I'll say, though, is Topuria versus Oliveira, when he knocked him out in round one, like he said he was going to win, and the fact that that was him going up in weight, and the fact that he was fighting an all-time great in Charles Oliveira, and the fact that my video about it almost hit 100K, and it's the best video I've made on this whole channel. That one was a beautiful knockout, a brutal knockout, a flashy knockout with two big names. I mean, you could make a case for either one, you know? Percentage of the vote on this one was 39%. I could see that. I could see why it had a lot of competition. Pereira knocking out Magomed, that wasn't as pretty. It wasn't as, like, clean. You know, you could argue that's a... Dude, and some of y'all, when I say that Pereira and Magomed Ankalaev was an early stoppage, dude, what do y'all... Guys, I'm a Pereira fan, too. Why are y'all jumping on me like I'm the referee? I just said it was an early stoppage. Dude, how could you say that, bro? He had a broken rib. He was minutes away from ending his life. No, he wasn't, bro. No, he was not. Y'all be getting all uptight on me, man. Tighter than a hair clip.
Huh?
Whatever. Let's continue. Yuri Prohaska versus Khalil Roundtree. That was a good knockout, but I'm not mad at this one. I'm not mad at Mauricio Rufi. Let's continue. Submission of the year. Now, here's the thing about submission of the year, Gene Silva. I feel like submissions have fallen off in the UFC. Do you guys feel like submissions have fallen off? I feel like there used to be so many more of them. Or maybe we're just so desensitized to them that they're not special. I don't remember this. I don't remember this choke. Like, I'll watch a replay of it and I'll remember it, but I just don't remember it. I remember him knocking him down and saying, get back up, get back up. I remember him, like, boxing him up and getting pissed off in the middle of the fight. I remember the fight being awesome, but I don't remember the sub. Let's see. Dvalishvili versus O'Malley. That was a good one. Now, here's my vote. My vote is Walter Walker. It's not one submission that Walter Walker did. It's the fact that he did four in a row with the same exact submission, and he called it the last time. He called it by wearing the necklace. That, to me, man, that's sub of the year. Let's continue. Memorable moment of the year. Back-to-back spinning elbow KOs at UFC 319. You could make an argument 319 was event of the year also. The only issue is that the main event kind of fell through. You got the 50-45 pitter-patter crucifix show by Khamzat Chimaev. Everything was going perfect. Nah, this Michael Venom Page versus Cannoneer was kind of boring. This was a good fight. Tim Elliott versus Asakura was a good fight. Yeah, man. I would say memorable moment of the year was back-to-back spinning back elbows. I think that's pretty memorable. Also, seeing the Bellator fighters just crumble under the pressure, just not show up at all. That was definitely something that's memorable about this year. Pitbull coming through, Patchy Lips coming through, Aaron Pico coming through. Definitely some things to remember. Let's move on. Most improved fighter. Now, this is something I have issue with, okay? I get it, Peyton Talbot. My guy, pretty like a girl.
Hey, yo!
Right? Okay. I get it, man. I get it. He's cool. He lost earlier to Jaime Barcelos, and then he came back and he beat Henry Cejudo. But my question is, like, is it really surprising that he beat Henry Cejudo the way he did? Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't beat Henry Cejudo last year because he had to take that Jaime Barcelos loss to learn how to wrestle. You could tell he doubled down on his wrestling. Okay, so maybe I'm wrong. But for most improved, man, you could also put Carlos Prates. I think you could also put Brendan Allen. Benoit Saint-Denis. Actually, why is he not on here, bro? Why is Benoit Saint-Denis did twice as much as Peyton Talbot to beat this guy Prepelec, whoever that is, but to whoop Mauricio Rufi the way he did and to whoop Benil Dariush the way he did. I think that's way more impactful, way more of a comeback than Peyton Talbot losing to Jaime Barcelos and then beating 39-year-old Henry Cejudo. My guy, pretty like a girl. Whatever, dude. Whatever, dude. Oh, that's it. Most improved Peyton Talbot. And then we get these sketchy ads at the bottom. So, yeah, let me know what you guys think. This is my reaction to the doggone MMA ESPN Awards. Thanks for tuning in. This is Flying Squirrel. Like and subscribe if you like and want to subscribe. I will see you guys later. Peace.